This is the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Sitting in for Dr. Mohler today, Russell Moore. Dr. Moore is Dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Now, here's your host for today, Dr. Russell Moore.
This is RDM on the AMP to the XYZ. We are here today talking about hip-hop and what the church can learn from it. It's Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler here on the Albert Mohler Program. And here in just a few minutes, I am going to have Lecrae here with me talking about the issue of hip-hop and how Christians, how the church can dialogue with the hip-hop culture. And what I want to talk about today is not just how we as Christians can reach the hip-hop culture, although that's one of the things we're going to be talking about, but also how we can learn from it. What are some things in hip-hop culture, in rap music culture, that Christians can listen to? I mean, part of the task of the church is not just to speak to people, but to hear the questions people are asking, and to hear the hearts that people are communicating. And I think there's something in hip-hop culture that we can learn from in all kinds of ways, in our evangelism, in our discipleship, in our preaching, especially in our preaching. We're going to talk about that later, too. I think there are all kinds of things that we can learn and pick up on and speak to and hear from hip-hop culture. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. What do you think is the best way for us to dialogue with hip-hop culture? I mean, right now, if you're driving around, especially if you live in an urban or a suburban area, you're going to be probably parked at a stoplight next to a car that's playing some form of hip-hop or rap music. There's a kid in there, maybe a teenager, maybe somebody in his 20s, sometimes somebody in his 30s, mid-30s, maybe even early 40s, listening to hip-hop or rap music. How do you reach the person in that car next to you? How do you think about the music that is resonating with him or with her and address that from a Christian perspective? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. I'm looking forward to having Lecrae on the show today because he is certainly causing a lot of buzz everywhere that he is going. He is doing music that's very different from both typical hip-hop music and typical Christian music. You think about the lyrics involved in some of what Lecrae does. They're really very deeply doctrinal, theological. They also are very passionate, speaking to issues very deeply rooted in the human conscience and in the human heart. So it's a unique voice that Lecrae has. And I'm wondering, we can't all do what Lecrae's doing. I sure can't. I'm not going to be the next hip-hop artist in American Christianity, but I can learn from him how to speak to people who are listening to hip-hop music, and then, in a broader sense, to learn about right biblical contextualization. Can we adopt the language of the people around us, no matter what that is, whether it's hip-hop or country music or whatever? Can we adopt the language of that in order to communicate the truth of the Christian truth claim? Lecrae is going to help us think through that today and tell us something about his story, about how it is that he came to know Christ and how that then has given him a burden to reach other people with the gospel of Christ. But what would you ask of this man who has spent a lot of time thinking about these issues of relating the gospel to people who might not ordinarily listen to the gospel? Somebody mentioned to me on Twitter today, or Facebook or somewhere, I don't remember where somebody posted this, that there are a lot of people who will make comments on Amazon or various places where you can buy Lecrae stuff, and they'll say, I'm not a believer, but I really like listening to your music. And they quoted somebody saying, I'm an atheist, and I wish this stuff wasn't Christian because it's really good. Is there a place for that? For Christian art to be so good and so honest that it will cause unbelievers to listen to it for the sake of the art, can we then reach them with the message of the gospel? Or are we really deluding ourselves into thinking that's possible to do? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. I'd be very interested to know what you think about that issue, and we're going to be talking to Lecrae here in just a few moments about that. In the news today, Sonia Sotomayor, of course, is continuing the hearings in the Senate Judiciary Committee about her nomination for the United States Supreme Court. Certainly looks as though she is not going to have the meltdown that Senator Lindsey Graham said it would take for her not to be confirmed as the next Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court. As a matter of fact, Senator Graham is speaking today almost as though he is at least saying that her confirmation is assured, at most saying that he might even vote for her for nomination. And there are those saying she's going to get some Republican votes on the Judiciary Committee, and the Republican caucus in the Senate has already said they're not going to filibuster her. So with 60 Democratic votes, some Republican votes, it looks like she's going to be confirmed easily as the next Supreme Court Justice, although anything could happen in the next couple of days, but I expect her to be confirmed. President Obama will be speaking to the NAACP tonight on the 100th birthday of the NAACP, and his aides are telling reporters that he plans to speak directly to young people to talk about avoiding mediocrity. It's going to be a very inspirationally themed speech in which he's going to talk about moving beyond kind of diminished expectations toward reaching goals. It reminds me a little bit from what we're hearing about the Obama speech. It reminds me a little bit of what President Bush was saying several years ago about the soft bigotry of low expectations. Sounds like President Obama is going to pick up a very similar theme and speak to the NAACP about the next stage of the NAACP's mission in America. And in presidential politics, Mitt Romney has raised $1.6 million so far in 2009 in his political action committee, the Free and Strong America PAC, and that is more than anybody else. That's not even counting all the money that Governor Romney has himself to invest in a presidential campaign. And compared to the others so far, especially soon-to-be former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, that's a lot of cash. He really is showing himself to be in top form getting ready for the 2012 presidential campaign, and whoever is going to be taking him on is going to have to contend with that. That is to be sure. And finally, in the news today, the Watergate Hotel is going to be auctioned off next week. Can you think about how the Watergate Hotel, the center of the controversy that brought down President Nixon in 1973 and 1974, it was the Watergate Hotel that was broken into by some political operatives in 1972 during that presidential campaign. It also came back in 1998 in the President Clinton impeachment scandal, because that, after all, is where Monica Lewinsky lived. So there's a lot of history in the Watergate Hotel, a lot of sad history of American politics and American government in the Watergate Hotel. It's up for sale, and somebody will be buying this piece of property. The economic downturn is affecting everybody, including monuments to American shame. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program, and we are talking today about Christian hip-hop. How can Christians take art forms that exist, whether that's opera or Opry or hip-hop, and speak to that in a way that really meets the highest levels of expectation for that art form, while at the same time bringing in a distinctively Christian message? And we're going to be talking to Lecrae, who's going to tell us something about how he thinks the church can reach the urban hip-hop demographic with the gospel using art. And I think, on top of that, that there's a lot that conservative American Christians are missing when we're not paying attention to what's going on in hip-hop culture. I think there's a lot in the lyrics of hip-hop music, and sometimes even in the presentation, even in the worst. I mean, think about the most rage-filled hip-hop music that you've ever heard. There's something there that we ought to have compassion upon. There's also something that we ought to pick up on and say, maybe these artists are picking up on a side of life that some of us aren't paying attention to. We're not seeing it because of where we live, or we're not seeing it because we don't want to see it. Maybe being confronted with the message of contemporary hip-hop music will cause us to see some things that Jesus is seeing right now. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
The Superior Gold Group, a precious metals firm, is proud to sponsor the Albert Mohler Program. You can get more information about buying gold at 866-432-8656.
They say that Jesus was heaven sent. They lifestyle reflects they worship themselves instead of him. They don't acknowledge the Christ. If they did, they wouldn't worship themselves by the way that they live.
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. And we have today more than you can handle, because you have Russell Moore, but you also have Lecrae Moore, better known as just Lecrae, who is a Christian rap artist signed to Reach Records. He's a two-time nominee for the GMA Dove Awards, and he has written three albums. His newest one, Rebel, was released in 2008. And I'll tell you, I know so many people who listen faithfully to Lecrae all over the place, including when I just mentioned today on Twitter, I'm going to be talking to Lecrae this afternoon. I heard from tons of folks who all said, I love Lecrae, listen to him, including kind of middle-aged guys. It's not just all your 20-year-old kids who are listening to Lecrae. There are a lot of people who really enjoy his music and listen to it. If you haven't listened to it, take a listen. Listen to what he has to say. I am really glad to have you with us today, Lecrae.
I'm glad to be here.
Welcome to the program. Hey, I've got to ask you one thing before we get on to talking about anything else. Who is easier to sample behind, John MacArthur or John Piper?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'll say, you know, because we've used John Piper so much, you may say John Piper, but that is a tough one there.
Okay. All right. Lecrae, tell me, first of all, how did you come to know Christ?
I actually came to know the Lord through... departing high school, I ended up at college and was seeking to find out what the meaning of life was, and just wandering through life trying to understand what it was all about. And happened to run upon a group of young men on campus who, they looked like me and they dressed like me, but there was something definitely different. And ultimately it was their faith in Christ, and they just embraced me. They kept me around. I was very inquisitive. I had a lot of questions about the faith, and over a period of time, I think the Lord used them to draw me into Himself. And I went to a conference, and I heard the gospel articulated so well that it broke me, and I came running to the Lord Jesus.
What kind of misconceptions did you have about Christianity? If you had met you back at the very beginning of your college time, and somebody said, "What's Christianity?" What would you have said?
Oh, I definitely thought Christianity was a list of do's and don'ts. Mm. I thought it was accomplishing some tasks, and the way you dress, and the mm-hmm. way you talk, and just personal piety. I thought it was all about trying to earn God's respect through acts and through my own personal works.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just felt like it was just too difficult to live up to, and I didn't understand how these people were able to do it. And from my perspective, I thought, well, I'll never be a Christian because it's just too difficult and too hard.
So do you think that the guys you met, you said they looked like you and they dressed like you, do you think they were able to reach you partly because of that, because they kind of shattered that myth of the typical Christian following all the dress code rules and the way of living that you assumed?
Absolutely. Their faith was so contextualized. They demonstrated all the love and the the honoring the Lord and so on and so forth, but it was wrapped up in just, you know, I come from an urban context, and it was wrapped up in that same context, you know. And, they read the same books. They knew about the same artists that I knew about. And I was like, how do you guys can't know about these people? You guys can't read these books. You guys can't know about these TV shows. This is, how do you know this stuff? You guys can't know this and be Christian. But what it ultimately came down to was maybe I can be Christian if they can. So.
Lecrae, we've got a lot of parents who listen to this program, Christian parents who have kids or who have grandkids who listen to hip-hop, and I mean secular, mainstream hip-hop, rap music. Explain it to those parents, if you could. What if you had to explain what's going on in most American hip-hop music, what is it?
I think right now what's going on in mainstream American hip-hop music is the exaltation of self, more than anything. I think what you're hearing is, you know, hip hop ultimately started from disadvantaged communities where they were overlooked and they had a lot of angst and problems, and they wanted to communicate about them and talk about these frustrations that no one was paying attention to. But then over a period of time, they were paid. You know, people started to enjoy the music and said, "Oh, I'll pay you for this art form." And with the money, of course, the oppression and so on and so forth was no longer communicated. Now it was, well, what do I have to say to get more of this money?
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, so you like these horror stories of the inner city? Oh, well, let me glorify them, let me glamorize them, and let me embellish. And then, you know, when the money started to pour in and so on and so forth, then they began to exalt the money in their music as well. And so,
don't you think that's kind of common to all music forms? I'm sorry, Lecrae, don't you think it's kind of common to a lot of music forms? I think of, I'm a country music fan. I think the same thing happened. You had people who were rural, kind of farming community people who started singing about the background, the hardships, and then they started getting paid for it. And then suddenly you've got a Nashville culture.
Right.
That happens there too. I think it happened with jazz. It happens in almost every form. So there's not anything particularly evil about the hip hop culture on that level.
Right. Absolutely.
Would you tell a parent whose son or daughter is listening to secular hip hop music, should they be upset about that? Should they be concerned about that? Or should they just relax about that?
Well, I would definitely say that that the music in and of itself, obviously, it is not the evil.
Mm-hmm.
I think that all things, you know, that God is the creator of all things, and there are some redeemable aspects of it that, you know, God can use for his glory. I will say that it does many times communicate what we would call, you know, a secular worldview, a secular mindset that would encourage the promotion of self and money and idolatry. And I think those are dangerous messages for young people to listen to. I think you do need to monitor that, and you do need to be very cautious. And so I would not say relax. I wouldn't say just take it easy, no big deal, let them listen to all this stuff that's going on the radio. I would say that it does need to be investigated, and it can potentially, like anything in our culture, be very persuasive and dangerous.
You know, what I'm really interested in, Lecrae, is the fact that when you talk about the dangers there, what you're talking about is not what most people would be worried about. Sex, violence, profanity. You're talking about something deeper than that, the exaltation of the self, that I think a lot of people might not even notice if they just listen to it, because it's so endemic to who we are in this culture across the board. We'll be right back to talk to Lecrae about how we as Christians can use the medium of hip-hop to reach American culture, especially American urban culture right now. And I want to hear from you. How do you think we as Christians ought to learn from the hip-hop culture and speak into the culture? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore here with Lecrae on the Albert Mohler Program.
listening to the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get on the line, call toll-free 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Or go to www.albertmohler.com and email your questions and comments. Here again is your guest host, Dr. Russell Moore.
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. We're talking today about hip-hop with my guest Lecrae, who is a best-selling Christian rap artist. He is heard all over the country. He's doing concerts and speaking engagements all over the country, all over the world. And I'm wanting to ask Lecrae today how we as Christians can think about doing what he's doing. Maybe not necessarily the exact same thing that he's doing, but how do we contextualize the message of the gospel into a language that the people we're trying to reach can hear and can understand? What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. When you think about the people in your community who are listening right now, in earbuds in their ear, they're listening to hip-hop music, maybe walking right by you right now on the sidewalk, do you think that we as Christians are speaking to them in words that they can hear, that they can understand? And if not, what can we do about it? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. But first, Lecrae, right now you are probably the most easily identifiable Christian rap artist in the country. People are listening to you all over the world. And one thing that I think some Christians may want to know is something that a newspaper editor sent to me by Twitter today when he knew I was going to be talking to you. And he says he would like to ask you, hip-hop's been closely associated, he says, with kind of a street gang culture in the past. And he wants to know how you can redeem an art form that came out of that kind of a background in a way that's distinctively Christian. Is that a struggle for you, or is that easy?
I think you know it actually is a little easier than many may think. Mm-hmm. With hip hop, it is aggressive a lot of times. It can be very confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
And so most people associate that with angst and kind of violence or street culture, but the aggression or the confrontation is respected in many cases, you know, because you're communicating something that is authentic to who you are. And so many times it's not so much that you're a gang member or a street person, it's that you are very authentic to whatever it is you're communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great for the gospel, because if you're authentically living it, you authentically believe in it, it's who you are, you can very aggressively and very confrontationally mm-hmm. address many issues in the culture today. And so I think it's beneficial in some senses.
Mm. Now, you obviously have a lot of talent. It seems to me that you could be a superstar if you weren't a Christian. You could have a record label. You could be doing concerts all over the place. People would be listening to your music if you weren't a Christian, maybe even more so. And so my question to you is, do you think that you are primarily an artist who is a Christian and who is singing about Christian things, or do you see yourself more as a missionary, as a Christian who is using this art form in order to get your music across?
I would absolutely see myself as a missionary.
Mm.
I don't know I think like David in Psalm 39, he just talks about, you know, the number of his days, and I don't know the number of my days, and I don't know how much time I have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I get 40 seconds to say something. I want to say something that will point people to Jesus, and so I definitely look at myself as a missionary with limited time.
Lecrae, I've got a friend who pastors a church in an area where the young people in that area are very attuned to hip-hop music, hip-hop culture, but the people in his church, a lot of elderly people in the congregation who don't at all, and he's wondering how he can reach his community via Christian rap, hip-hop music, and those kinds of things without alienating the elderly folks in the congregation. And I want to hear from you in just a minute when we come back. If you think that can be done, how do we reach people in our communities without alienating some people who just don't get it. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. We'll be right back with Lecrae to talk about Christian hip-hop and the mission of the church.
Hey, yo, man. Hey, let me do this right. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah. Hey, these brothers passing me in now, rolling black coops. They throw some D's on it, but they still ain't got truth. They throw their cheese on it, then they die. What's the use? I'm so secure in Jesus, all I want in life is proof. Don't need no fast money, don't need a fast car. Yeah, the fake is a race, it ain't a NASCAR. And you and God got beef, but you keep chasing money like them hunters got beef.
The Superior Gold Group, a precious metals firm, is proud to sponsor the Albert Mohler Program. You can get more information about buying gold at 866-432-8656.
I know you hear this beat, it sound like something to step with. But morals in your music, you want them separate. Like garnish on the side, some y'all don't mess with. That Christocentric, rap eclectic. You might like rap that's wild and reckless. A soapbox for lots of young and restless. They got your head by my...
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. That may be the first rap song you've ever heard that has the word Christocentric in it. But not for a lot of you, because a lot of you listen to Lecrae all the time, and this is the kind of proclamation of Christ that you're used to in his lyrics. And do you have a question for Lecrae? As we talk about how we as Christians can engage a hip-hop culture, well, give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. I'm on the line with Lecrae. And Lecrae, we've got a caller from Orlando, Florida. His name is Tyrone, who's calling in with a question for us. Tyrone, what's your question?
Sure. My question would be, I want you guys to deal with, I guess briefly, people that would say hip hop is evil, or even Christian rock, that they would say that the whole genre of music is evil. Could you guys deal with that?
Okay. Thanks so much, Lecrae. This is similar to the question I was just asking you a few moments ago. How do you? I mean, we've got Romans 12 through 14 that talks about bearing with one another, and that you've got different kinds of consciences. How about in a congregation in which you've got some people who think, I think that rap music, hip-hop music is just evil, you can't redeem it, and then you've got a community that is listening to this kind of music and you want to reach them with the gospel. How do you balance all that?
I do think you have to qualify quite a bit. I think you have to qualify what is redeemable and on top of that, also what people really do stumble with in terms of if it's a stumbling block or not. But I look at it as, you know, I filter hip hop and rap through the lenses of scripture. And I see, okay, what is acceptable and what's not. Obviously, the glorification itself, the promotion of immorality and so on and so forth is not acceptable. But the exaltation of Jesus, making words rhyme, talking in iambic pentameter over beats, you know, I don't see those things as sin in scriptures. And you know, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 4, everything created by God is good. Mm-hmm. Nothing can be rejected if received with thanksgiving. It's made holy by the word of God and prayer. And so just filter things through the scriptures.
And in some ways, hip-hop has a lot in common with the Psalms.
Absolutely,
because you have that kind of sometimes raw emotion coming out. Sometimes even imprecatory rap, I think, is closer to the Psalms than some of the sappy, syrupy music that we're accustomed to as being Christian.
Absolutely, absolutely, I would totally agree.
Lecrae, what would you say to an artist, somebody who's gifted, talented in any form of musical expression in a Christian church right now, who's kind of discouraged when he looks around at a lot of Christian music that isn't really artistically good? How would you challenge him to be artistically excellent while at the same time proclaiming the gospel?
Well, I definitely would encourage, and I do often encourage people, especially artists, to one, to know their word. I mean, obviously, God calls us to know our word, just as laymen, mm-hmm. to rightly divide it, and so that it's who you are, to live it authentically, then also to live in the context of authentic biblical community, so that your community can challenge you as well in your gifting and you know, in your effectiveness. And so mm-hmm. I have plenty of people in my life who said, man, you're doing all right, but you could grow in this area, or mm-hmm. you should do this, or you should do that. And it just caused me to study and hone my craft even more. And I think community is ultimately the people who will help you to see things from a proper perspective, artistically and as far as being effective in the word.
Can I ask you personally how you maintain the balance of being a godly man without becoming a celebrity? I mean, you're having a lot of success right now. You're skyrocketing on up there. How do you avoid that celebrity syndrome that we've seen so many times with Christians in all kinds of venues?
Yeah, it's definitely, I definitely think it is a danger, and thankfully, it's something that I never pursued, that mm-hmm. I didn't desire. I was giving wise counsel early on to just be faithful to the Lord and allow Him to do these particular things. But for me, I think a couple of things are, number one is to constantly stay before the Lord and seeing Him and His attributes. When I look at Him and His greatness, I can't see myself as anything but just a very lowly, humbled individual in light of this great God. Mm-hmm. And then part two is being committed to a local community where I'm known as just a guy who stacks the chairs mm-hmm. On Sunday, or the individual who is just sweeping up or you know, cleaning up, or so on and so forth, where my local context gets to touch and feel me, and so that's a great asset. Right now I'm about to be in transition in the future, and I'm excited about that as well. And just, you know, the church plant in Atlanta, where it's going to be rough and hard and difficult, but mm-hmm. Blueprint Church is the church out there, and there's going to be plenty of opportunities for people to just see artists as mere guys and servants who just love the Lord.
If you're talking right now, Lecrae, to guys who are listening to this and they say, hey, I've got a lost guy that I know who really loves hip-hop music, and I want to give him some music to listen to. I've got some Lecrae. Who else is out there that you would recommend?
I would definitely recommend my friend and yours, Marcus Gray, Flame,
mm-hmm.
Who is incredible.
Yes, he is.
We have a great array of guys in Christian hip hop on Reach Records, Trip Lee, Sho Baraka, Tadashi, who just released an incredible project. There's our DJ Official is releasing a project in October, which is phenomenal. And you know, there's Cross Movement Records, there's Lamp Mode with Shylin, and so on and so forth. I think there's a long list, I think, if you really begin to investigate. But that's a good start for anybody who's listening.
All right, Lecrae, God bless your ministry as you preach Christ through the artistic gifts that God has given to you. I appreciate you, brother, and I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
We'll be right back to talk about some final thoughts about what Christianity can learn from hip-hop culture. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program.
A new somebody to lay with, 'cause the last five just ain't make it. They all better. A brand new car on sixes. The one you got now needs fixing, and plus an oil. You done tried a new place, new clothes, new taste, new ways, new
face. I wish you life, man. I know a lot of people that are scared they gon' die. Couple of them thinking they'll be living in the sky. While I'm here living, man, I gotta ask why. What am I here for? I gotta figure out. Waste my life. No,
welcome back to Believe It or Not. This is the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler today. And we have been talking to Lecrae about Christian hip-hop and how we as the church can engage the hip-hop culture. I just asked Lecrae on the break if he'd come out here to Southern Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, and be here with us, and he and I do a duet. I think that would make a memory for all of us here at Southern Seminary, and he says, we'll do it sometime, so you just stay tuned for that. But thinking about what he's saying, I think there's a lot that we as a church can learn from hip-hop culture. And I think one of the things we can learn is exactly what Lecrae was mentioning, is that the origins of hip-hop music is coming out of people who are very economically frustrated, very socially frustrated, and a lot of, especially early hip-hop, you have kind of an authentic rage. If you listen to some of it, sometimes you'll have a rage against an absent father, sometimes you'll have a rage against disappointed hopes, and there's something real there that ought to be listened to and ought to be heeded. I think something else that we can learn is that a lot of hip-hop music, like a lot of country music, I have to say, it comes out of a storytelling kind of a culture. There's a narrative structure, there's a narrative flow, there's an imaginative presence that's there that I think a lot of evangelical preachers ought to learn from. Rather than simply coming in and throwing out a series of ideas, understanding there's a reason why people love a storyline. They love a storyline because they were made to live in one. And some of the fake storylines that we hear in even the most twisted, even the most Christ-hating music that's out there is something we can hear to say, well, people are looking for a story, they're looking to tell a story, and more than that, they're looking to be in a story, and we have one for them. We ought to be able to know how to communicate. And I think that being in a community with people, listening to the kinds of things that people are saying, the kinds of things that people are singing, is really an act of love. That doesn't mean that we need to take every art form that's out there and just repackage it with Christian lyrics. But it does mean that when we speak to people, and when we speak to people in the kind of musical languages that have emerged within their communities, what we're saying is, we love you. We hear you, and we have something to say to you even as we listen to you. I think that's a good way to go. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about the issues that matter.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmohler.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmohler.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.